The world's biggest navies are jostling for position over who will control the largest ocean on Earth, the Pacific. The era of unquestioned U.S. dominance is history. China is establishing its power, and other nations are asserting their rights. A 21st century battle for the Pacific is on. For decades after the Second World War, the United States was the preeminent power in the Pacific. Not anymore. China has embarked on a huge shipbuilding program and now has the largest navy in the world. So many naval ships are being built that a second shipyard is being opened up in Shanghai to cope with demand. China's neighbors worry about its rise. China says it's merely asserting its rights over areas it considers to be part of China. Small islands, most barely habitable, have become flashpoints as populations grow, resources dwindle, and competition becomes fiercer. There have been confrontations between China and the Philippines in the heavily contested South China Sea. Most recently, as the Philippine Navy tried to resupply Marine Force on islands there. This stretch of the Western Pacific contains a strategic sea lane that carries a third of the world's annual shipping. China claims the vast majority of the area, intruding into waters of Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Brunei all say belong to them. To reinforce the legality of these claims, China has literally built islands, dredging material from the seabed to create land and even bases, with radar, missile batteries, and runways that can accommodate the largest military aircraft. China is enforcing the point to its neighbors that possession is 10/10 of the law. Adding to this is a huge Chinese maritime militia. Technically unarmed, they answer to the Chinese military and sail huge fleets into disputed areas, intimidating rival claimants. Tactics like these have neighbors increasingly concerned, and a regional arms race is now in full swing. Japan has its own dispute with China in another part of the Western Pacific. It has discreetly moved away from its pacifist constitution, quietly building its armed forces. Japan's Soryu-class submarines are now amongst the most advanced of their type. Its carriers have been upgraded and will launch the latest F-35 stealth fighter jets with orders for 105 more. It's also buying long-range anti-ship missiles and is debating whether to adopt a preemptive strike doctrine if the threat is serious enough. And Japan isn't the only country rearming. South Korea has just developed and tested its first conventionally powered ballistic missile submarine and is now one of the few countries that possesses this capability. Taiwan, too, has started its own domestically made submarine program and is also buying long-range missiles. There's a pattern here. America's Asian allies had their face shaken by President Trump. His rejection of long-standing treaties made China's neighbors wary of the protection that the United States offered. In an increasingly uncertain world, most countries concluded that if you wanted protection, you could only rely on yourself. Australia has taken a different approach. It abandoned a huge submarine program it had commissioned from France, suddenly announcing it was going instead to have submarines built by the United States with British help. The acquisition of 8 nuclear-powered advanced submarines will give Australia a huge boost in military capabilities. They can travel great distances underwater and undetected, able to pack an enormous punch, bringing the fight to the enemy shores thousands of kilometers away. Other strategic relationships like the Quad are playing an important role. The deepening military cooperation between Australia, the United States, India, and Japan is helping to allay growing fears about China's assertiveness and acting as a deterrent against future conflicts. For its part, China sees its military expansion as both a symbol of national pride and a vital component for protecting its growing trade with the rest of the world. It sees these new alliances as threatening and is boosting its own armed forces accordingly. The race is on.